Malachim Beis, Perek Hei, Pasuk Beis. So last time, I waxed eloquent on Dr. Yair Zakovich's take on Pasuk Aleph of Perek Hei. We're not going to go through the entire Sefer, which I don't have in front of me. We're not going to go that slowly for the rest of the Perek. But we saw the necessary elements of what happens in this Perek. Lifnei Adon, subservience and mastery. The idea of authority and having to give in to authority. The idea of greatness that is tempered with life lessons. When a great man becomes a leper, there is a very strong lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching. And the language of this parak in Nach is teaching all of us this great lesson, if we choose to be open enough to hear it. Now, why did Hashem give him leprosy? So the Malbim and the Me'am Loes bring down that it was really one of the only flaws in his incredible life, and Hashem was doing it to lead him to Torah. He was a sincere man and a pious man and a religious man, as we're going to see, a fitting tool for God's vengeance, if you want to call it that, on Ahav, which he had promised would happen to him. He knew Naaman would not ignore the signs, but Naaman would not see the signs in Aram. So he's going to have to come to Eretz Yisrael to see them. It is also the means by which Gehazi is going to encounter his own fall. As we've said before, Gehazi has some character flaws, and we will see them on display. Pasuk Beis v'Aram yatzu gedudim. Aram went out in troops, in bands. At this time, they are not declaring war against the Malchus Yisrael, but they are conducting organized raids over the border. Vayishbu me'eretz Yisrael na'ara ketana. And among the captives that they took, bands of 100 or 200 men going into Israel and taking prisoners, property, doing damage. So they took a young girl, a little girl, some translate it as. In fact, the taking of this Na'ara Ketana, according to some of the Mefarshim, is why Naaman was struck with leprosy. Because it was a divine punishment for the kidnapping, which is an interesting pshat. Vatihi lifnei eshes Naaman. And the young girl served, there's that lifnei again, the wife of Naaman. So one has to serve one's mistress. Gimel vatomer el givirta. And she said to her mistress, because, of course, the servants know everything that's going on in the household. And she said to the mistress about Naaman's plight as a Metzora officer, Achale Adoni lifnei hanavi asher b'shomron. If only my master, there's that Adon, would come lifnei the prophet, the Navi, who is in Shomron. Why? Us, yes, sofo so mitzorato. Then he would cure him of his leprosy. So, achale Adoni, if he would appear before the Navi in Shomron, is one translation. But another translation, if he would present his petition, if he would ask before the Navi in Shomron for a cure. We know that Elisha is going around doing amazing miracles, and that he is a man among the people. So, Naaman could be one of the people, but he'd have to humble himself to go and see a Navi. After all, he's a great military leader. It's going to take some doing. Now, we know that the kings of Israel and Yehuda and Edom humbled themselves before the Navi when they were absolutely desperate for water. So this is not going to be the first military man to do this. Now, it's not going to be any kind of magic, but rather this achale, she's suggesting that Naaman's recovery will depend on his own deeds. If you are humble before the Navi, there may be a cure. But if you're arrogant, he can't do anything for you. The fact that she was Na'ara, but also Kitana, Na'ara usually means, as we know in Halacha, approximately 12 years old, but Kitana means a young child. So some say that she was wise beyond her years. She was a child, but she had the understanding and perceptions of an older pre-adolescent or adolescent. Yeosef, that word about curing him of leprosy, means to gather in, because a leper can't be gathered into the machane. He has to be separate and outside and banished. So being gathered in would be a fate to be desired for a leper who was being expelled. So now Naaman is going to take the advice. One wonders if the wife had spoken this to him. Certainly seems like the young girl will be credited for the advice that's going to be given. We'll see whether it helps her in any way. But in order for him to go, we said before that Naaman is not an independent free agent. He is an employee, and so he has to go to the king for permission.